Yes, clearly. It's a terrible tragedy, and we knew when it happened it had been pretty severe. But since the 2011-12 famine actually happened, FAO, together with the USAID Family Early Warning System, commissioned this study from two well-known institutions and concluded that, in fact, the death toll over actually an 18-19-month period was quite severe.
Were you able to understand why the response did not come in time?
Well, there were several factors which both led to the famine, and also a main reason was a limited access because of security concerns. Humanitarian access to southern Somalia was very, very difficult. But the population also had been weakened over time, and then suddenly really a very serious drought, probably the most serious drought in 60 years, crept on us very quickly in the middle of 2011.
And would you say that the response was quick enough?
Well, early warnings had been given as early as August 2010, when the USAID Family Early Warning System issued the first alert. Since then, together with the Food Security and Nutrition Analysis Unit of FAO Somalia, we stepped up our early warning messages and in the end did warn of an impending famine. And while clearly people started gearing themselves up for quite a serious situation, in the end, yes, it should have been faster.
Somalia is prone to drought. Would you say this is the worst drought the country has had?
It certainly is the worst in the past 60 years. It was a very, very bad crop failure, but also a lot of livestock died. And it certainly was one of the worst we've seen in many years, yes.
What lessons do you think the humanitarian community has learned from the response that they had to this famine?
Well, the first lesson is that response must be early. And earlier, as soon as early warning messages come in, we must step up our response. And in spite of the difficult situation, we fully recognize that humanitarian access was extremely difficult and still is in southern Somalia. But we can't wait until famine is declared. Clearly, we must respond earlier. On the other hand, we must also build resilience. Looking forward, the Somali population, particularly in southern Somalia, remains extremely weak. There's high levels of malnutrition, which are simply unacceptable. They're double or even more the average rates one would find anywhere else in sub-Saharan Africa. So work must be done, more work must be done, more investment, more longer-term support. In particular now that there is a government, a credible government, embassies, and the UN is moving back to Mogadishu, and we must start working in earnest with the government of Somalia.
But the situation in the areas that were hard hit has barely changed. Insecurity is still very prevalent. What more can be done to access these areas and to make sure people do not die in such large numbers?
We demonstrated during the famine that access is possible if there's enough pressure to act. Currently, I would agree there is plenty of reason for us to continue working in whatever way we can. The humanitarian community never completely left southern Somalia. We're still working in the region, even if through local NGOs and hopefully also in the future more and more through the local government.
What is the current situation in Somalia, and are you seeing measures being put in place to avert the recurrence of such a situation?
Yes, I think we're working as hard as we can. There are certainly a number of measures being taken, particularly also through FAO, WFP and UNICEF. We're working on a joint resilience program for Somalia, and there's a bigger initiative for the Horn of Africa to, in fact, work on reduced vulnerability and increased resilience of Somali households and others in the Horn who are year after year plagued by drought and often civil unrest, not just in Somalia.
When you say you're building resilience, what practical measures are you taking to help the Somalis? Many of them have been displaced. They've seen insecurity all their lives. What kind of resilience are you building amongst them?
Indeed, it's difficult to build resilience among the displaced, but of course what we're looking for is to try and get people back to their home regions, help them restock their livestock, rebuild their herds, help them as much as we can, basically build back their assets. Resilience is very much defined through having the capacity to build your own livelihoods. I think investment is what's needed most to help Somalis get back on their feet.